Just like Harry's, the Globalist on Monocle 24 was conceived to be different from the rest. That's why these two brands are the perfect fit. Harry's believe that you shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to the products you use. Our team of more than 600 engineers, designers, craftsmen and chemists make our products from the finest materials and ingredients to ensure they perform as well as they possibly can. Harry's founders, Jeff and Andy, created the business because they were tired of overpaying for over-designed razors, so they decided to do something about it. Go to monocle.com/Harry's to explore the exclusive collaboration and to try it for yourself. The Globalist on Monocle 24 with Harry's, the perfectly smooth start to every day.
Hello, this is The Globalist, live from Midori House in London. I'm Paul Osborne. Coming up, 3 national security advisors in 3 years. If Donald Trump is such a good negotiator, why do people keep leaving his White House? We'll assess the impact of John Bolton's departure. As the Hong Kong protests continue, who would the territory's rulers even be able to talk to if they wanted to reach a deal? Turkey's ruling party faces a new challenge from a former deputy prime minister, and Italy's new government survives a knife-edge confidence vote. Later, we'll learn more about Apple's latest product launch and why people are already talking about next year's, and how a space for creatives in Los Angeles inspired a book.
The photographer that we brought on board for the project, very artful, very like natural photographer. And so when we'd go into these spaces, it was just like, no lighting, no hair, no makeup. We'd capture moments and you see this sort of very natural kind of magic environment of all these people in the book.
Plus, the latest business news, and we'll look through the morning's papers. All in the next hour on The Globalist, live from London on Monocle 24. Hello, welcome to today's edition of The Globalist. First, a quick look at some of the key stories we're going to keep an eye on through the day. Australia has...